My next speaker is Jamaica.
Mr. Chairman, delegates, Jamaica, the land of wood and water, is pleased to be participating at this, the 43rd session of the FAO conference. As a small island developing state, climate resilience and adaptation strategies are essential for the agricultural sector amid increased intensity and frequency of natural disasters which have had major negative impacts on our production. Agriculture plays a crucial role in the development of Jamaica, contributing 8% of our GDP and 15% of our employment. Our focus, therefore, Chairman, is on transforming our agricultural sector, bearing in mind the four betters. Our focus is on food and nutrition security for our people, poverty reduction, improve livelihood, reduce dependence on imports, increase use of climate smart technologies, mitigating loss and damage from our natural disasters, value chain development, export expansion, and of course, alignment with the SDGs, particularly SDGs 1, 2, 12, and 14, as well as infrastructure development. In this regard, the conference's thematic focus is strategic, timely, and all-embracing, especially in light of the impact of climate change on our food systems. The development of infrastructure policy and international cooperation to successfully harness the value of water is fundamental to Jamaica's thrust to pursue improved agricultural productivity as a key driver for economic growth. Mr. Chairman, Jamaica has identified approximately 200,000 hectares of irrigable lands for the development of irrigation conveyance and water support systems. So far, we have been successful in developing and operationalizing 31,000 hectares, which represents 15% of our overall target. This has been accomplished through several infrastructure projects within our agri-economic zones, our agroparks, and our production zones. We're in the process of implementing two of our larger irrigation projects to date, the Essex Valley Agricultural Development Project and the Southern Plains Agricultural Development Project, with a projected spend of over US$64 million. The projects aim at developing a state-of-the-art supply chain, constituting the installation of pressurized irrigation systems, improve irrigation, drainage, and farm roads, and flood control systems covering 1,600 hectares of land. This is expected to impact over 3,000 persons. An additional six projects comprising of 6,000 hectares are currently in the pre-project development stage to include various surveys, such as cadastral mappings. This includes the very important Pedro Plain Agricultural Development Project, which is expected to take water from our Black River, our longest navigable river, to over 4,000 hectares in the breadbasket parish of St. Elizabeth at a cost of over US$200 million. Jamaica continues to work with our local, bilateral, and multilateral partners in seeking to build out our remaining irrigable lands in the short to medium term. We are growing local supply chains, value chains, and claiming market share in export markets. This is being done in an environment where women, youth, and people with disabilities are integrated into the strategic focus to improve our water security. Mr. Chairman, Jamaica is serious in reducing its carbon footprint and is very deliberate in promoting carbon sequestering. In this regard, Jamaica is on a path to fully integrate renewable from solar into our irrigation pumping systems. So far, we have designed and implemented photovoltaic systems at several of our pumping sites and have been seeing reduction in our cost of operation and a similar reduction in our carbon footprint. Mr. Chairman, the unfortunate reality, however, is that we, the small island developing states who contribute the least to this climate crisis, are suffering the most. yet we're benefiting the least from the funds earmarked for climate action. The FAO must lead in changing this reality. It is a smallholder farmer in Jamaica, in Samoa, in Barbados, in Seychelles, in Maldives, who are less able to source water and ill-equipped to adjust to intense bouts of torrential rainfall and flooding. We know this. Everyone sitting here knows this. We reiterate it in multiple speeches across multiple conferences. Yet we gather with our 2030 goals slipping from our grasp. As the great songwriter Robert Nesta Marley said, in the abundance of water, the fool is thirsty. It is time for action. Action at scale that can provide sustainable reform to our agri-food systems, helping to provide irrigation infrastructure, especially in light of the El Nino phenomenon, working on the biodiversity conservation across the Caribbean, working with our artisanal fishers to upskill and retool, working with financiers to design an appropriate parametric insurance system to create a system where our smallholder youth and women can access financing to transform their own agri-food systems. It can be done. It must be done. In closing, Mr. Chairman, Jamaica joins the other delegations in offering our congratulations to DG Chu Dong-Yu on his re-election. We believe that he will create lasting change, and we support his thrust to use the FAO as a vehicle to drive global food and nutrition security, agricultural productivity, improve livelihood of producers, resilience in the sector, and to contribute to addressing the impacts of climate change, while ensuring the management of our water resources, not only for ourselves, but for the world at large and for generations to come. I thank you, Chair.